always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior, Don Christian, man. In a little bit, I will be joined by DJ Kingdom 7. He's going to call in just a second and get it cracking with this interview with the homie Adelid, man. And, you know, I'm going to have to ask Kingdom 7, too, about this opening week of the NFL season, man. Great stuff going on. One game that I can really, really, you know what I'm saying, like, just lean on, because Kingdom 7 is a Black and Mellow fan, is the Ravens blew out the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, like, it was so bad that their kicker ran in a second, you know what I'm saying, a two-point conversion, you know what I'm saying, which was just really like one of the most disrespectful things you can do. And they did it to the Pittsburgh Feelers, you know what I'm saying, the ones that, you know, blaze like them too. So, I'm just letting them know right now. They look like they lost. They're on the episode of Lost or something right now, because it was all bad. I took a picture of Troy Polamalu, man, put it on my Facebook page so people could see how bad it really got, man. His face was looking real sad, man. But anyway, we got the homie Adelid, and I just had to, you know, throw that out there. For all the Feelers fans, you know what I'm saying, or whatever you want to call them. They got one stole from them. Matter of fact, they got beat up. Anyway, let me keep it going, man. Let me keep it flowing. I got Adelid, man. He's going to be with me in just a hot second. We are going to share his testimony, his ministry. You'll get to hear some more of his music. You already know we keep him in rotation here on the show. If you got music that you think is rotation worthy, send it to me. Go to yadadaking.com and please send nice tracks, man. I do get a lot of good songs, but then also I still get some that are kind of, I don't know. I didn't really like it. If I run it through my crew, they don't like it. So if we don't like it, we just don't play it. It's not an offensive thing. If we don't play one of your songs, continue to send us some music that you feel is better. You know what I'm saying? Ways you can improve. That's really what it's all about. And just ask people in your area, man, what they think about it, man. But today's topic is give more. So if you're giving me a song, give more. You dig? But how can we give more in our relationship with God? What does it look like? And why should we have to give more? This is Gita featuring Pastor 83. Praise him on Yada the King. Yeah!
All the praise that he deserves. But he's so worthy of praise. Yeah!
Yes, dear Lord, I particular about your grace and your favor to watch against another truly is amazing. Contemplating I may talk about how many times we really give it you worship and share a testimony. I should get on your knees and pray and meditate on the word from my thing of a soul and let it suck up with your eyes closed. And I know the body don't like that, and I know the flesh wanna fight that, but I know the Christ is King and I gotta give it up to my Lord and my Savior. Shalom, I glorify you. Shalom, I lift you up, and I put no God before you, even though this road is cut. Could've been broke, could've been choked, hanging from a rope, coked out, dope, not smoking, living in sin, and never given a chance to win a body chopped up somewhere up in the ocean. But I'm still here, good health, still here. The pops are shots, but I'm still here. Car crash, but I'm still on. And that's because of grace that now you see my face. No deeds I could have done to be up inside this place. Lord, you're so sovereign. I lift you up, life's architect. Praise him. I praise him through the day. I praise him through the night. Lord, you're so awesome. I lift your name up high. I do a dance like David when I worship him. It's like I become one with
yeah. And feel like time stops, basking in your presence zone, never wanna stop.
Glory, I praise him through the day, I praise him through the night. Lord, you're so awesome, I lift your name up high.
From the place of the burning of flames,
his name is Jesus, so I'm fireproof now.
The heat that I'm beyond is that fire truth now.
So I keep walking, keep talking, keep praying, praising his holy name. Keep grinding, keep moving, keep pushing, running this holy race.
This ain't no secret, homie,
I'll rep it to the nation.
Praise is what I do,
yeah, it's my occupation.
I praise him through the day,
today.
I praise him through the night.
Featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Buzzshot,
and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation to you. Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Campino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single, The Bar Is Set.
After my death, kid, now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool.
Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Serving the fight of faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
Lord, I know I gave my word that I'd help serve food this weekend, but I just got two tickets for front row seats at the big game this Saturday. What do you want me to do? Show me your will. Okay, heads, I go to the game. Now, Lord, you provided these tickets, so to be absolutely sure, tails, I go to the game. Okay, I'll serve food if the phone rings within the next 2 seconds.
Often our struggle with God's will is not so much in knowing what He wants us to do, but in being willing to do it.
Okay, Lord, I know I gave my word to help serve, so if you want me to not use these valuable tickets and miss my opportunity to go to the big game, then let a herd of elephants run through my front room. Okay, that could happen. How about elephants on bicycles? Bummer.
Are you willing to do God's will? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Yes! Believe in Steven featuring Tragic Hero, and that song was Bang This In Your Speaker, and they spelled it like the way I read it, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what's up. I got the homie Kingdom 7 with me, man. Kingdom, make some noise, bro.
Yo, what's up?
Man, we got our special guest, Adelaide. Man, you already know how to do this thing, man. Kingdom, you got it.
Yeah, this is your soul saving DJ Kingdom 7. And Adelaide, this is the part of the show where we get it in and get it cracking with you to find out how you get into the music, how do you do what you do, and your testimony, sir.
It's kind of long, but I'm going to try to do it as short as possible.
Basically,
how I come to know the Lord is a classmate of mine in high school actually got in a car accident.
Wow.
And he was a believer and a very close friend of my wife. And we attended his funeral, and this was in June. And basically, you know, we kind of did the funeral and everything, and we just kind of heard how the pastor was talking about his life and how he lived his life and what kind of person he was and the legacy he left. And at this point, you know, I'm not saved, you know. I was kind of your every other Sunday Christian, you know, Easter and Christmas type deal. So I'm in the funeral and everything, and I'm listening to this, and as I'm listening to this, it's really just kind of hit me real hard, just kind of hit my heart. And I started to think, and started thinking about my life and what kind of legacy I was leaving and just where my life was at that moment. Mm. And my wife was feeling the same thing. And the only thing I remember is that the pastor said, you know, if your heart's beating out of your chest right now, then raise your hand and stand up. And my heart was, and so was my wife, because as soon as he said that, we both simultaneously stood up. And at that very moment, basically my whole life changed.
Yeah.
And I felt something that I never felt before. And they asked us to come up, you know, and it was me, my wife, and one other girl out of everybody in the whole high school. And we went up, you know, she held hands with us, and we said the sinner's prayer. And, you know, after that, my life has changed. And I left the funeral where most people would have grief and be depressed and have sorrow. I left with a sense of peace and just joy. And it was crazy because I never felt that way before. So right then and there, that started my journey that I'm on today still, you know. But as far as my testimony and salvation, that's it in a nutshell right there.
Tight, man. Man, it's always awesome to hear, you know what I'm saying, how somebody came to Christ. What are some of the things, like, did you know the guy before he actually passed away at the funeral? Did he ever speak to you? I mean, did you know he was a Christian before he passed on, or how was that? How did you know?
I actually did not know. I remember him, and I remember saying, you know, what's up or whatever at school, but as far as, like, personally, I didn't know him. But during the funeral and after the funeral, I felt like I did know him, just because the way they talked about his life. But, yeah.
No, that's good stuff. Kingdom, anything?
Nah, man, I'm just blown away about it, that he went to a funeral and got him and his wife got saved. That's just wild.
Yeah.
It's amazing how God works.
Yeah, man. I mean, even you didn't even know, like it, first of all, I'll say this. It's tough going to a funeral where, I mean, you might have heard of the person, but you don't know the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a tough funeral to go to. But, I mean, we see how God and his power would draw somebody that, you know, you barely knew him, but through his life, he was able to lead somebody to Christ. You know what I'm saying? The pastor was able to say, hey, man, this person knew Jesus. If you want to know him too, you can, man. And that's really what's up. I'm going to ask you this, Adelaide. Who are some of the other influences that, I mean, I'm pretty sure you gave your life to Christ then, but what happened after that? Was there other people that impacted you, that helped train you up in this walk? You know what I'm saying?
The only other person in my family that was saved was my grandmother. And I'm real, real close to my grandmother. We have a good relationship, always have. And so at the time, me and my wife, we didn't really have, you know, too many options to turn to for the situation that had happened. So one person we knew we could turn to was her. So during that time, I did lean on her and seek her for advice on, you know, how to be a Christian, how to do this, you know, and what things to look for and what things to not do, you know, things like that. And so she was, pretty much the main influence in our lives during that time.
All right, man, and we got some of your music, man. This song that I'm about to play, the first song we're going to play from you today, is called Boldness, man. You know what I'm saying? You sound like a quiet dude, but when you start rapping, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's like a boldness in your voice, man. So this song, Boldness, tell us what it's all about, bro.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that. A lot of people tell me that. I'm for the most part, I'm pretty laid back. The concept with this song, really, just, you know, being bold for and standing up for what you believe in, and, you know, basically being unashamed of the gospel and not compromising, you know, and just being bold for Christ. So, I mean, that's basically what the song's about. So we just, you know, got bold with it.
Dope. So let's get into this Adelaide Boldness on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
When he stood before Pilate, about to start a riot, somebody pulled aside. We out here being loud, we ain't never been quiet. About to go berserk, I'ma take it out the
I cause. And if I go to prison, it won't really make a difference, cause I stand by high balls. Like toilet paper, they got some. And look, I ain't saying I'm perfect, we got flaws. Those that didn't obey the Lord, they got toes. If you wanna reach the law, then you gotta count the cost. In this beat just like Joe. My flow is out of this world. Okay, Mars, you couldn't stop me even if you press pause. Only way to shut me up is to lock my jaw.
I'm Joe. I'm Bone. I'm Bone. I'm Bone. I'm full of that bone. Full of that bone. Full of that bone. Full of that. That I'm Bone. I'm Bone.
Someone spits. Look, your boy unashamed like the 116. I don't need a 9 milli or M16. I just show them God's love, John 3:16. Got a full tank of gas, I'm willing to ride. 26 years old and I'm willing to die. See, the world needs Christ, so I open my mouth. Live in Louisville, Kentucky, but my home is South. Instead of sharing, I'm fake, laying up on the couch. Instead of saying he's the way, we taking some other route. God set, and we running this town. Start preaching raw truth, stop dumbing it down. Yeah, we soldiers and we ready to fight. Get beheaded with a sword or take a bullet for Christ. See, this ain't a little hobby, I was told to write. Look, stop being timid, get bold for Christ.
I'm bold.
Yeah, we ain't done. Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation, and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body.
Production.
Christ music.
Everybody's invited.
Battlefield, trying this narrow road. Pastor never said it'd be easy. Believe me. Backs didn't stay feeling sneezy. For sheezy, I just became white. God's word in 3D. The scales fell off. Oh, now I see. The thief on the cross in paradise with the balls. Repented of his sin in his heart. Lord, forgive me not. When you enter your kingdom, eternal freedom, bondage, release them. God is awesome. Do you sense the wound, prune, take out the filth in me, deny thyself daily, come on, come on, I see you from afar, come on, come on, the angels rejoicing, it's your birthday, draw a line,
everybody's invited.
About was stacking and macking, but I didn't have any peace back then. I ain't care about the preacher or the chaplain. All I cared about was the next girl I was tapping. I was in the back of the class cracking jokes, capping, trying to start an uproar. 30 teens laughing, Satan downstairs clapping, because I only found fulfillment in what was happening. Christ told me to seek living water to tap into, so that my sufficiency is never lacking. And since then, sin is not welcome back in. I still fall short, but I don't invite back sin into my life. Through Christ I am thrashing, and you can have this if you throw sin in the trash bin. I went from warming bitches to skillfully rapping while DJ's scratching and B-boys back
when.
So come
come on, come on, and the tennis affair. And put the sign on the door that the Christ is here. It's nice in here, you can find the spice in here. But the world reads in sorrows, they not in here. And every day is a Sunday, a fun day. And like Paul, we work hard until one day he's gonna look down at us and say, job well done. Cause now we fully connected, Father, Spirit, and Son. So dance, scream, jump and shout. Cause undignified praise is what this is about. And don't never forsake the assembly of the saints. It's the perfect picture that an artist can paint. It's a Holy Ghost party, I'm so excited. We can do what we do and you all invited. And I'm standing with God and I'm so delighted. I'm so full of joy and I just can't fight it.
Everybody's invited.
Yeah, that song right there is called The Invitation, Christ Music, featuring K-Drama and the Apostle. I got Kingdom 7 with me right now, man. We getting it in. He in Korea still, man. Hey, you still supposed to come out? Do you know you're going to be able to make it for the Thanksgiving weekend, man?
Yeah, I'm still trying to, you know, get it in so I can get into Seattle, man, and chop it up with family and friends in about a couple of months.
Okay, no, that's what's up, man. So go ahead and let's chop it up with Adelaide about his music, man. How you got started and all that?
Yeah, so Adelaide, yeah, man. What inspired you to do what you do, and how did you get into the music business and things of that nature?
Well, it started probably when I was like 14 or 15 is when I kind of started writing rhymes and began to rap. But even further back than that, I mean, I always grew up around hip-hop. I had all my cousins that I grew up with, they all listen to hip-hop, so a lot of times I go over to their house and, you know, we have it on BET all day and watching videos and all that all day, so I was always around it, and I liked it. And as I got older, around 15 or so, I began to experimenting, just writing rhymes here and there, you know, scribbling here and doing all that, and, you know, getting beat. And I'm laid back now, but I was a lot more laid back, and I was kind of shy as far as rapping in front of people. And then as some of my friends started to encourage me, and, you know, it's like, hey, man, you really got a nice little flow, you know, you rap a little bit. And I'm like, oh, for real? And, you know, and so I was like, all right. So I would just kind of be a little more open about it, and, you know, they would do like little freestyle battles and stuff, and I started to jump in them and you know, and do my thing. And so confidence began to build, and then I was like, you know what, I could probably pursue this a little bit more, you know, and try to see what I can do with this, you know. So just like every other Christian hip-hop rapper, you first start off secular, you know, I started off rapping about, you know, cars, girls, money, things of that nature. And then it wasn't until I gave my life to Christ that I decided, you know, maybe this is not what I'm supposed to be doing it for. Maybe I'm supposed to be doing it for something different or a higher purpose. And so my main thing, the struggle I dealt with, was how to make the transition from secular rap to, you know, so-called Christian rap. And I struggled that for a little bit, and then finally it just kind of came to me, and you know, been doing it ever since. And so I finally found out, you know, okay, the gift that I've been given, this is what I'm supposed to do with it. I'm not supposed to be doing what I was doing with it. This is the purpose for me having this gift, and I'm gonna continue to use it for Him and for His glory for all eternity.
Well, that's what's up, man. So, who was there any other people that, like, you heard do Christian rap before? Like, I mean, like, how did you make that transition?
Well, the rappers that I looked up to back in the day was Mace, I was heavy on Mace back in the day. Mace was doing his thing, and so I really liked him and just his slow flow, which is kind of how I got some of the slow flow was by listening to him. I grew up listening to Jay-Z and all those other cats. A lot of the New York style rappers I really liked. And then after I got saved, I didn't even know Christian hip hop existed. I was like, how is that gonna work? Is that even possible? And one of the first Christian rappers that I heard, the first rap I heard was a guy named Juan Dolo, which I believe is from Louisville. And I just heard him on TV. I seen him on TV, rapping. I was like, wow, this dude's rapping about God, and it sounded good. And so, I immediately ordered one of his CDs that had just came out at the time, and I just had it on, repeat. I was playing it every day, all day. And then a little bit later on, I had a couple of buddies of mine who went to church with me, and they had turned me on to Lecrae and The Truth. And the actual first song I heard from The Truth was Horror Story off of Moment of Truth, his first CD.
Yeah.
And the first song I heard from Lecrae was Take Me As I Am. And man, when I heard both of them, I was like, who is Juan Dolo? I'm like, these dudes are killing him. I was like, this is real hip hop right here,
Yeah.
And so from that point on, man, I began to search and try to discover other rappers, and Lecrae was one of the main ones. So.
Wow. Stick about that Kingdom.
It's great, man. I'm glad that he went that transition, and he's doing God's music, and just keep doing it for the Kingdom, man, and let God mature you in your music and in your ministry, and and it's out there, and you're out there to make get people blessed and saved.
That's right. And that's real tight, man. That's really what it's all about. Now, let me ask you this, man. We talked about how you got started in music. Who would you say, or what would you say is the main message or the main reason you're rapping, man? Who are you trying to reach? Let us know, what the whole ministry of Adelaide or Adelaide's ministry is all about.
Basically, man, the two things that is my heart's passion, things that I have a passion for is music and the youth. So I'm heavily involved in the youth ministry, and so a lot of my music is kind of geared toward the youth, the next generation, that's going to be after us. And so that's kind of my focus. But I just want to make music that is original. Just kind of be myself, not stay in a box, but be open and do different things that maybe people haven't done, and just reach a generation that's lost and looking for identity and looking for purpose and looking to belong to something. And I strive to reach them, and there may be some people that might not go into a church or might not pick up a Bible, but they'll listen to some rap music. And if the music got, a positive message, and it's talking about, redemption and hope, then I can reach them in that way.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, it's a good day. So.
Let me ask you this, man. We actually got a live stream question from the homie Niles. I salute you, homie. He said, what's something you have changed about the way you do music since the time you started? That's a good question.
I when I first started, it was kind of like, okay, I can rap, hey, this is pretty cool. And just trying to impress people and try to be the best show off and stuff like that. And as I've grown, I've started to realize that, okay, this is more than just music. This is more than just you saying a hot 16. This is actually a tool that, can be used to change a generation or to change somebody's destination. And it's not just some little hobby, but it's, you know, it's a driving force that can you know, change a lot of things. And so now I'm more focused on, you know, using this gift as a tool and being able to use it to its best ability and to ultimately be, you know, effective in what I'm doing. So that's kind of, I guess, what I've, you know, learned from the beginning, really.
Tight, man. We're going to go to this new song that you sent called I Don't Want It, featuring somebody. I ain't even going to say who it is. I need you to tell me, like, how this song all came together. You know what I'm saying? Like, Don't Want It. You use a lot of referring to other artists in the Christian hip-hop game. Let's talk about this song, man.
Wow. I Don't Want It. Everybody should know this guy, but I got the homie Cambino on it. And basically, man, he's a good dude, man. He's got a heart for God, and I love his ministry, his music. I just really kind of how we hooked up. We kind of met each other here and there at different shows. A lot of times he would be with Street Pastor, and so, you know, he would see me, I would see him, you know, we would say what's up, you know. And then I guess we just kind of, you know, got together. I think it might have been on Twitter, and we just tweet each other back and forth. And I was like, you know, I got this song, man, and, you know, I'm really, really feeling you on this song, you know, like, I feel like this could be your song. So I just hit him up, man, and being a humble guy that he is, and, you know, respected artist, he said, you know, I'm down to do it, let's do it. You know, I like your heart and your ministry. So that's kind of how I hooked up. And he sent me the verse, and it was a masterpiece. So
that's what it is. We got the homie Adelaide with us, man. Kingdom 7 just joined us. Man, let's do this. Let's hop into this track, I Don't Want It, featuring Cambino on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Everybody has a gift. I refuse to use the gift to profit my own gain. So basically what I'm saying is, yeah, I don't want it.
The world keep telling me I should get a swag. The media want me on the cover of the mag. My flesh tell me it's okay for you to brag. But why would I? All my work's a filthy rags. And I don't want the likes, and I don't need a rug. Your boy already clean, so I don't need a dub. I'm talking about awards, I'm talking about applause. I got a lot of money, but I couldn't pay the cost. You're making a mistake, I don't want that crown. I'm like your boy LeCrae, trying to play the background. I'm hopping Lear jets, I'm going on boats. The gift was given to me, so I'm going boast. I say that I don't want it, but humble's what I like. See, I'm pulling out the cannons, and I ain't talking about Iraq. See, they flashing all the cameras, and it's causing me to snap. Look at Fame for his glory, homie, I don't want to rap. The money, the cars, the cribs, the cash, just like your boy Flame said, it's all gon' pass. So I don't want the glory, I don't want the glory, nope, I don't want the glory, I don't want the glory. The fame, the status, look everything I have, compared to the Lord, man, it's all filthy rags. So I don't want the glory, I don't want the glory,
don't want it,
I don't want the glory,
Cam.
The glory.
I'm simply seeking the kingdom and showing others the way, so my pockets increasing without me needing brothers astray. This visible demarcation ain't leading others to gray. It's black and white. See, when I write, I ain't leading others to pray. See my government name, okay, let me debunk the myth. It's not blasphemous for a rapper to say that they want the chips, to dream of seeing Jamaica and say that they want the trip. If you're covered by the blood, that ain't saying you want a crip. However, if those desires begin to present themselves as priority to the point that your character you would shell, must pick a direction, that intersection I know it well. I'm choosing not to spit foolishness, though I know it'll sell. My focus is bringing glory to the Lord because he's doing, screaming God over money. Those things shot is still the movement. This is way more than just music, people's futures on the line. So I'm proving with my life the truth I'm spewing when I rhyme.
Dig. The money, the cars, the cribs, the cash, just like your boy Flay.
Wayne said it's all gon' pass. So I don't want the glory. I don't want the glory. Nope, I don't want the glory. I don't want the glory. The fame, the status. Look, everything I have compared to the Lord, man, it's all filthy rags. So I don't want the glory. I don't want the glory. Nope, I don't want the glory. I don't want the glory. I step up on stage, the fans get hype. I'm thinking to myself, maybe I am tight. But wait a minute though, who's giving your man life? Put the pin in my fingers, who's making my hand right? The Christ. So how can I take all the limelight? When my flesh rise, then he reminds me I'm finite. Stop giving me the glory, it really ain't mine. If I don't have Christ, I really can't shine. And now I ain't lying, I'm telling you the truth. Not connected to the vine, then how can I bear fruit? I'm wretched, wretched, poor, poor, blind, naked, okay. My flesh don't know better, see that glory, I'ma take it. The devil think he got me in the snare, he mistaken. I just gotta get my foot loose, Kevin Bacon. Be patient, I know that you've been waiting. Take the focus off of me, he's the one you should be praising. The money, the cars, the cribs, the cash. Just like your boy Flame said, it's all gon' pass. So I don't want the glory, I don't want the glory, nope, I don't want the glory. I don't want the glory, the fame, the status. Look, everything I have compared to the Lord, man, it's all filthy rags. So I don't want the glory, I don't want the glory, nope, I don't want the glory. I don't want the glory.
Shit, but trust you, Lord, cause you know what's best.
Gonna open my heart, I'ma give you my scars. Gotta let go of all of the pain. All the tears that I cry, God, will you take my pride? Free my soul from the shame as I say, oh, 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 oh.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertedAsouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? DesertedAsouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Yeah. That was Zerubbabel featuring Michelle Bonilla on Yada the King Radio. We got Adelaide, man, and this topic, man, a lot of the topics that I come up with, usually as I spend time in prayer with God, I'm like, man, God, what, you know what I'm saying? What do you want to talk to me about? You know what I'm saying? And he was just like, man, give more. I want you to give more, more in prayer, more in reading your Bible, you know what I'm saying? Making sure you're giving more, because sometimes we get to a place where our routine is to pray 30 minutes, or our routine is to do such and such for a certain amount of time. But after a while, it's like, man, God wants a little more from us. You know what I'm saying? So that's where this topic came from. Adelaide, man, have you ever been to a place in God where, you know what I'm saying, you felt like, man, I need to do more so God is not only pleased, but so God can show you more of himself?
Yeah, definitely. I'm kind of at that place right now, where I feel like, you know, I could do more. I feel like I need more, you know, from God. So, like I was talking about earlier, you know, I'm involved in the youth, and so, you know, I'm coaching a basketball team. So I'm doing that. I'm doing this. And just trying to give more, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
When you give, it's not always, you know, a financial thing or money. You know, giving is also giving the time.
Yeah.
You know, giving the time that's precious to you back to somebody else. You know, being able to help somebody and give them advice and just lead them on the right path. So I'm definitely all about giving more and giving back. So.
No, that's really what it is, man. I think that, let me ask you this. Oops, let me ask you this, man. Do you feel that giving more, what's the reason why you think God requires that?
I think he requires us to give just so we can kind of empty ourselves up, you know, and empty ourselves for him, because we get filled up with so much stuff, you know, and we go to church and we hear the word, we get fed the word, and, you know, then we just sit on the word, we don't do nothing with it. Then we go to church the next day and we get fed the word again, and we constantly getting, but not letting it come out, not pouring it out. And so, you know, the Bible says, for him to fill you up, you got to empty yourself. So a lot of times, you know, we got to empty ourselves, and by doing that, whatever you receive, you just give out, you know, and you give that to somebody else and start pouring yourself out so that God can fill you again.
That's good, man. I mean, what you said, I mean, you got a couple of, I had to, you know what I'm saying, pull out that nice automatic gun, you know what I'm saying, so some flesh could die. Well, I mean, you said something that's powerful. I think God wants us to give more so we can get rid of the stuff that we have in us. I mean, what are some of those things that we may have that we're like, yo, this is what I'm dealing with. God, I'm trying to become more of you. I mean, like, what you said is key, but what's some stuff that we got to get rid of so God can use us?
Well, man, we gotta get rid of definitely pride. Pride is a real big hindrance to Christians. And a way to get rid of the pride is to humble yourself and help somebody else, you know. Think others higher than yourself, you know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times that's not easy to do. But in doing that, you know, humbling yourself and saying, you know, I'm going to treat you better than me, or I'm going to, you know, help you and take the focus off of me. Then by doing that, you get rid of that pride and, you know, begin to gain humility. So I think that's, you know, one of the things, pride. Another thing could be just like worry and doubt and things of that nature, like always worrying all the time and consumed with this and that. I think if we take the focus off of that and off of our situation and put it on somebody else's situation, then our situation will be taken care of and we won't be worrying about that because we focus on somebody else and not ourselves. And a lot of times we have to do that in order for God to come through in our situation and help us out.
Man, I like all that you said, man, because... Well, let me ask you this too, man. What would you say? We know getting rid of some stuff is a part of what happens when we give more to God, because now we don't have time for those things. But what is a benefit of giving more in God, man? What would you say? Like, after you've prayed more, or you fasted, or you said, hey, man, I'm gonna just separate my time and space for God this week. What's some of the benefits that people will see, either long term or right away?
Well, like the Bible says, you know, you reap what you sow. So, if you sow sparingly, you don't reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you don't reap generously. So, whatever you sow, and that's what you're gonna reap. And like I said, it's not with finances all the time. It's a lot of times with your time. So, if you sow time, you're gonna reap time. You know, if you sow humility, you're going to get humility. So I think, you know, in that way, it benefits you. And there's also a scripture that I like where it talks about when you water yourself, by watering other people, God will water you as well. So by you giving out and helping others and watering others, in turn, God is going to water you as well and fill you up, you back up where you need to be. So, you know, just doing that, man, you're going to benefit from that, and you're going to grow in your walk as a Christian.
Tight, man. I think everything is great right now, man. We talking about the topic of the day, give more. How giving more to God impacts us, man. And you said this is something that you've been dealing with as of late. And I just want you to share, you know what I'm saying, some of the stuff that you would say God has been saying, okay, hey, Adelaide, I need you to give more of this. What where would you say God is really talking to you about with this topic, man?
Basically, like, you know, there's a lot of times in our walk where we get to a point where, you know, we just kind of feel stagnant, kind of like stagnant water, and just kind of sitting there, just kind of content.
Can I get an amen?
And complacent. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, in order for us to get out of that spot and to move on and to move forward, we got to give more. We got to do more. We got to see God more. And, you know, and that's what I was saying about, you know, we take in and we get fed, and then we just sit there and become stagnant. And it's like, okay, God's saying, you know, I'm feeding you and I'm giving you this, not for you to just sit on it, but for you to give to other people and to give out. So, you know, go ahead and give out and give out what I've given you. And so I just kind of in that point, you know, where I just got to do more. I got to, you know, give more so that he can show me again. And, you know, a lot of times, too, we think, like, we don't think that, you know, we're important or our life is doing anything or making any kind of progress or has any purpose. But, you know, if we are giving our time and our money and our effort and just trying to be more and trying to give more to people, then we are doing what we're supposed to do. And the truth that I really like that he said a while back was in one of his songs, he said, if you're spending all your energy and you're fruitful in the ministry, then that's what I call a win-win. And I really love that verse, and I quote it a lot because it's true, man. If you are fruitful in the ministry and you're doing everything, you're producing fruit, and you're giving all your energy, all your time, and all your effort, then you're going to come out on the winning side.
Tight, man. I mean, I think there's nothing more we can say about it. Actually, no, there is a little bit more. There's always more because you got to give more, you dig? But let me ask you this, man. For somebody that's out there, somebody that they are a Christian, but they feel like, man, I don't know, man, my prayers it just feel like they're hitting the ceiling. Is that a sign that they need to go further? And does that mean that they're not a Christian? Because I've had Christians come and say, man, it feels like God ain't hearing my prayers. Do you think that's something that God wants to do in all of us?
I think, first of all, God's always speaking, man. He's always talking. He's always speaking. But we just sometimes, with the cares of life and the distractions and everything that's going on in our personal life, it kind of blocks out the voice of God. So we can't hear him clear. It's just like, I was talking to somebody the other day, like, you know, a clock, when you hear that ticking on the clock, it's always ticking, you know. And if you get in a quiet room and you don't have nothing else going on, you can hear that clock ticking. But when you put a bunch of stuff in the room and you got the TV on and you got this going on, you can't hear that ticking, but it's still ticking. Mm. And it's the same thing with God, you know, he's still talking. We just got to kind of get our focus right and get the distractions off of us so that we can hear what he's saying. And, you know, just kind of get our spiritual ears going. And a lot of times, you know, God is not always going to, you know, just speak to you through prayer and stuff like that. He may use another person to answer your prayer, or he may use the pastor, or, you know, so forth. And, you know, if we are not aware or open to that or receiving that, then we kind of miss out on it. And then we think that, you know, God didn't answer my prayer when it's not even the case.
Well, that's what's up, man. And you know what we gonna do, man? You actually got a song dealing with this same thing, you know what I'm saying? And you called it Starving. Now let's talk about this track, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna go into this in a hot second. But what's this whole song about? Starving, man.
Man, Starving, that song is really what the whole album's about. Basically, you know, everybody is starving for something. Like, you know, whether it's hope, whether it's, you know, love, acceptance, money, you know, whatever, fame. We're all starving for something. But in the end, all those things or those people is not going to fill that void or not going to satisfy you. Ultimately, the only thing that's going to satisfy you is Jesus. And so you know, whatever it is that you're starving for, if you get Jesus, you won't be starving no more. So,
man, that's really what's up. So let's hop into this joint. This is one of my favorites, man. I've been spinning this a lot since we got this joint from you, man. Starving on Y'all of the King Radio. Y'all don't go nowhere. We with the homie Adelit. Let's go.
Yeah.
I need something more. Something more than this. More than late night trips. Something more than bliss. More than relationships. More than making hits. I can indulge in all those things, but it just makes me sick. I need something else, something tangible, something maybe that can save me from this animal. I need an antidote, but I don't need a drug. And everyone around me tells me all I need is love. Some kind of hope.
Some hope.
I'm drowning in myself.
Drowning.
I need some kind of rope. I'm feeling so lost, cause I haven't found my purpose. It's like I'm hungry for something. I'm feeling malnourished. I need someone to speak. I need someone to lead. I need someone to trust, cause I can't put my trust in me. I'm starving for affection. I'm starving for direction. I want attention, but it only leads me to depression. I need some real answers. Sick and tired of guessing. My perception is you probably sick and tired of questions. Why's my soul searching? Why's my spirit thirsting? I need to find out what it is before they close the curtains. A purpose for my life, and I found the proof. Found peace, found hope, and I found love. I know how you feel, cause homie, that's where I was. He can free you from the hurt and the pain too. Make your eyes see clear, make your legs move. I was lost and I needed him to save me. I found satisfaction in the one that made me. All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you. You still stuck.
going, always on play, no button to pause. So I keep moving on, cause it could always be much worse. But I'm alive, so I'm good, surviving the slurs of the people that sometimes hurt. But I ain't tripping, no shifting, straight roll praying, I ain't caught slipping. Trying to live out how God changed me, and I'ma spit out what God gave me. Won't hold back, and they can hate me. I'm just a mouthpiece for the one that saved me. And I ain't trying to be here being fake, it's real life, so I can't play it safe.
I see the stars shoot through the sky like laser beams. It reminds me of a love greater than me. Seasons change, life comes and goes, it's all the same. But I'm still here to watch the next sunrise. My life, something like a daydream, but yet so amazing.
Impress men, and when they curse, just bless them. It's not much I can offer, but love from the word of God who's the author. Every single day that I breathe, I gotta thank God for the word that he breathed. He could've had a couple tricks under his sleeve, but instead chose how to instruct me. I thank God I'm alive, cause I should've been gone. Everything that I did BC was wrong. But thank God he was right when I wasn't. I feared that he gave up, but he doesn't. My life is complete in his arms. I got him, no harm.
I see the stars shoot through the sky like laser beams. It reminds me of a love greater than me. Seasons change, life comes and goes, it's all the same. But I'm still here to watch the next sunrise.
Yo, that track always remind me of Kingdom 7, probably because I had him on the show live with me while he was here. And it, you know, it's just the sound. I don't know, man. Kingdom 7, that remind me of you, man. That was the homie Young Joshua featuring JR, My Life. Check out the music video. I got the homie Adelaide, man. He been kicking it with us today, tonight. We chilling, and we were talking about a lot of different things, bro. But let me ask you this, man. As far as being in ministry, what are some things that you want to share with some of the people that are saying, hey, man, I got a gift, I got a talent, I really want to use this for God's glory? What would you say to them, bro?
You know what, man? There's some stuff that I can say, but, you know, I'm still in it myself, and I'm still trying to figure this thing out. So there's a lot of stuff that I don't know yet and that I haven't been able to learn. But I can let you know what I've had to deal with, and I mean it's not really easy, man. It's a hard thing to do. But what I would say is just stay focused on God and keep Him first, and everything else should fall into place. You can't rush God, you know. You got to be patient, and patience is probably the hardest thing that I have to deal with, and that I'm sure a lot of people deal with. It's just being patient and saying, okay, I really want to go on tour right now and go all over the world and show me the records, but, you know, it might not be time for that yet. So, you know, it's a process. So patience is a hard thing that you have to do. But just like studying other artists, you know, and watching their shows and how they do things, and, you know, listening to interviews. You know, I find myself listening to a lot of artist interviews and gaining a lot from it.
Yeah.
And to help me with my ministry. So just doing those things and just studying your craft, you know, writing, getting in the Word, you know, getting in the dictionary every now and then, and just studying your craft. But the main thing, man, is just, you know, like the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. So that's like the main thing, man.
That's what's up, man. Keep the main thing, and that's the king. Yada, that king, you dig? This is what I'm going to say, man. We actually got a question from 298. They just joined. They said, we were talking, they came in the latter part of us talking about the storm. They said, was the storm symbolic in any way? What did you take spiritually from the hurricane? Was there anything that you would say, man, spiritually God showed you this as a result of Hurricane Katrina?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a lot of things. A lot of the things that the storm helped realize is that, obviously, the first thing, you know, no matter what storm you go through, you can come out victorious. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how big it is. It could be, you know, Category 1 or Category 5. But you're going to make it through it, you know, as long as you have Jesus and you put your trust in Him. But it made me realize, because, you know, I lost a lot of stuff too, so it made me realize, you know, you might lose, you know, some things. You might even lose everything, just like Job did, but he lost everything. But God is faithful to return it back, you know, 100-fold. And so, you know, everything that I lost, you know, I gained it back and then some. And so God has been, through the whole thing, He showed me His characteristics. He showed me that He's a defender. He showed me that He's a redeemer. He showed me that He's a provider. He showed me all these traits that He is through this situation. So, yeah, I learned a lot of stuff through it spiritually.
Man, that's really what it's all about, man. And for those that are listening and saying, hey, how can I hear more from you? You know what I'm saying? Like, where can I go pick up this album from Adelaide that just came out entitled Starving? Tell them how they can do that.
Well, first you can go to iTunes. It's on iTunes. Just, you know, type in Adelaide Starving. And you can get on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Napster and pretty much any online store has it. So you can purchase it from there. I will say that from what I know, Amazon has the cheapest. So if you want to, you know, save some money on it, you can go and get it at Amazon. also, you can get it on my website too, which my website is whoisadelie.com. So that's whoismyname.com. And you can get it from there. And you can hit me up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. My whole name, first name, last name, and junior, basically. And you can hit me up on Twitter. My Twitter is the same as my website, Who Is Adelie, at Twitter. Basically, that's it, man. Just get at me.
So let me ask you this, man. First of all, is Adelie your real name?
Yes, sir. My real name.
Okay, man. Okay, so yeah, I was just trying to figure out, man, where did the name Adelaide come from? But since it's his real name, we'll leave it at that. You dig? And that's really what's up, man. Any last words you want to share with any of the people that are listening right now?
I just like to say, you know, continue to follow your dreams, and your goals, and if God has put it in your heart for you to do it, then there's nothing that could change that, and there's nothing that could alter that. It's going to happen. You just have to have faith and know that it's going to happen in God's time. But don't lose faith, don't lose hope, and never give up, man.
That's really what it's all about, man. Adelaide, we appreciate you getting in with us, bro. And we pray that God will continue to have you flow in this ministry, man, and that lives will continue to get impacted. You dig?
I appreciate it.
All right, I'm going to holler at you, bro.
All right, life.
Yo, that was awesome getting it in with the homie Adelaide on Yada the King Radio. Let's go to this song, man, from the homie The Watchman called All the Way, man. And let's go All the Way for the King. Yeah.
But the Bible says, grace ain't to the fast or the swift, to those who endure. So while we going hard on this, we got gotta let them know. We going all the way. That's right, let's do this.
Now go home if it ain't, we'll go hard if it ain't. Put it forward, then don't throw it all. We let them know we going all the way. 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 Don't go, go all the way. Cause you ain't promised tomorrow or today. Hey, we going all the way. We going all the way. Ain't gon' go hard if it ain't for the Lord, then don't go at all. Just spit 100 bars, cause I got 100 scars. Like a Super Bowl champ, running back 100 yards. Now, if you gon' go, then go all the way. Cause you ain't promised tomorrow or today. I see some cats slacking on their mission for the cane. That's why for the gospel, he living unashamed. Being bought at a price, so you can say I'm sold out. Got a new direction, I don't need to take that whole route. Plus I ride clean, I ain't running from them Boy Scouts. I'd give 100 for the Lord and tryna hold out. If you like rock and roll, man, go ahead and head bang. Your head twisted up and let them dreads hang. See, it don't matter, bruh, you can do your thing. But don't give them 10%, give them everything. Now go home if you ain't, go hard if it ain't. For the Lord, then don't throw it all. We let them know we going all the way. 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 Don't go, go all the way. Cause you ain't promised tomorrow or today. Hey, we going all the way. 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 We
going all the way. Like it was fourth and gold. Cause we can't afford to forfeit souls. Homie, yeah, I lost my dog at the fork in the road. He chose left, I chose right, but that's the course he chose, huh. And since him been going hard for Christ, it's smart to live and give him all of my life, huh. Yeah, my job, my time, my daughter, my wife, the sacrifice to the father of lights. Yeah, I used to pull stunt moves on the block, dipping at high speeds, running from cops. Yeah, I risked my life, man, for all the wrong reasons, but now I risk my life for Jesus. Yeah, so you can see me in the hood near you, preaching Christ in the full clear view on the block. On the streets where them good years do. For the truth and for the good he'll do. Amen.
Now go home if you ain't, go hard if it ain't. For the Lord that come through it all. We let them know we going all the way. 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 Don't go, go all the way. Cause you ain't promised tomorrow or today. We going all the way.
The Christ and go all the way. If you ain't scared to lose your life, then let me hear you say, we going all the way. 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 If opposition in your face and go all the way. Now if you're finishing this race, then let me hear you say, we going all the way. We going all the way. We going all the way. We going all the way.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Chase Sutton, dialed in with Yada the King Radio, just telling y'all to keep it locked because they're giving you the gospel.
Yeah, y'all want to, right? I know y'all do, but that money pool on you like a tow truck do. Crazy how that grind got a hold on you. Now, homie, I ain't scolding you, I've been there too. Steady chasing after green, trying to stack car money, call it whipped cream. Thinking happiness coming with a couple things, one or two necklaces and a pinky ring. Until y'all get what you hope for, we ain't never satisfied, now we only want more. Yeah, I think we all lost focus, drunk off materialism and still right. Hopeless. You fly, really understand my mind, I really am fitting to ask why I didn't turn away from the lies much quicker than sex and money satisfy my heart and soul and mind. I just need to turn to you. Just need to turn to you. You want to, right? I know y'all do, but that sex pull on you like a riptide do. Crazy how that grind got a hold on you. Now, homie, I ain't scolding you, I've been there too. Steady feeling all alone, so we roll to the club, bathing our cologne. Step up on the floor, pretending that we grown, hoping for a rub so we can take her home. Oh nah, we ain't never satisfied, even when our sex drive just got gratified. Yeah, I think we all lost focus, drunk off sexual pleasure, still right. Hopeless. You fly, really understand my mind, I really am fitting to ask why I didn't couldn't turn away from the lies much quicker than sex and money. Satisfy my heart and soul and my eye. Just need to turn to you. Just need to turn to you. We all wanna do right. Now ain't that true? But this world bring pressure like G-force do. Ain't nothing in the world could ever resource you and feel the emptiness like the Lord do. True. And I know it firsthand. I was lost in the desert searching for my promised land. Self-medicating, overdosing on pleasure, full of substitutes and hungry for something better. Yeah, until I got what I needed. Purpose in my life, true joy, I completed. Yeah, I think I got my focus. Turn to the Lord, discover what real hope is. You fly, really understand my mind. I really am fit to ask why I didn't turn away from the lies much quicker than sex and money. Satisfy my heart and soul and my eye. Just need to turn to you. Just need to turn to you.
Yeah, that was the homie, The Voice. You know what I'm saying? The track was called Turn to You. We need to make sure we are turning to the one and only King, man. And today's topic, as I said earlier, was give more. Kingdom 7, he just posted on Facebook a pretty nice, you know what I'm saying, quote that I think is real good. He said, spiritually, this is only for spiritually, you know what I'm saying? Growth only comes through trials, also known as resistance, and staying in his word combined with prayer, which is eating healthy. It's the only way to get bigger. So in giving more, we're going to have to go through things, man. You know, like I would say this, since it is NFL season, you know, we did talk about the first games getting started. A lot of, we'll just talk about quarterbacks right now. A lot of quarterbacks, when they are in the league, they're not going to be a great quarterback until they face their first adversity or resistance or trial. You dig? Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to say, oh, this quarterback's a great quarterback, and all he's doing is, you know, he might throw the ball second down, second and five all the time. He don't got to go through nothing. No fourth downs, no fourth down conversions. Like, you know, when you watch a football game, when you see those kind of plays, you're like, wow, okay, fourth and one. What happens is everybody's watching, everybody's glued in, or fourth and long, and you know you have to drive down the field to get that winning touchdown. Similar to the homie Drew Brees that plays for New Orleans Saints, man. They went against the Packers, and he had a drive where it was the last drive. They had to score to tie the game up. And unfortunately, the running backs didn't do a good job. But Drew Brees got them all the way down to the 1 yard line. Now, people watching, they'll say, this quarterback, man, he's a great quarterback because he handled adversity well. Now, I'm going to ask you guys this. Are we handling adversity well? Usually, when you're in a place where you need to give more, you are faced with a lot of adversity. And, you know what I'm saying? If I was preaching, I you know, I might just, you know, do a couple of those, but I'm just playing. But I really look at, what do you look like when you are facing adversity? If you look the same, then there's a problem, because those that play the same way during adversity, or I ain't gonna say play the same way, those that don't show up because of resistance or they fear the big moment. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of players that do this. I mean, like, we can say all we want about LeBron James. He did not show up for the final games of the NBA Finals, man. And I'm a LeBron James fan. I was watching it and I was like, man, what's wrong with this guy? You know what I'm saying? But he even said, man, the moment scared him. He was fearful of that moment. But we got to look at ourselves and say, man, does this moment scare us? When let's say we're in a place where it's hard to hear from God. Since we're facing resistance, are we going to back up and say, man, forget this Christianity thing, man. Like, I could pray to myself, or I could talk to myself and I can get answers, versus me spending time and waiting on the answers from God. I think this is something that we have to get to, man. And it's going to require more. It's going to require, you know what I'm saying? Let's say if you read, like I used to read a chapter of the Bible, you know what I'm saying, in a setting. That's kind of what I would try to do, a chapter. Now I'm trying to read three chapters. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them people that think it's that I should just read the whole Bible in one setting. I probably would never do that. But as God requires more from me, I'm going to read more. I'm actually reading right now. Genesis, just going through the book of Genesis, man, and just reading some of the stuff from the beginning. You know, saying I was reading the Abraham story this like yesterday and today, and I was looking at something, man. You know, a lot of people would say Abraham lied when he told Pharaoh that was his wife was his sister, but he tells another king, King Abimelech, I believe. He says the same thing, and King Abimelech checked him. He was like, yo, I thought you said this is his sister. And then Abraham was like, she really is my sister. She was born of my father, but of a different mother. And I was like, wow, I didn't, you know, sometimes when you read it again, you catch something. But what happens is you start to grow. You have to give more. Instead of reading one chapter, you say, hey, man, let me read a couple more chapters, guys, so I can soak this up. So this can be a part of me, so my mindset can be clean. And just like Adelis said, when we give more, it releases stuff that's in the way out of the way, man. And I really look at that as stuff that has to happen in our walk with God. There is going to be plenty of times in your walk, and I'm gonna say this, I've been living for God for years. I've been for a long time, but I will say this, there's plenty of times where God will test you and say, okay, is he gonna give more, is he just gonna stay where he's at? I guarantee this, David, he had to give more, man. There was times where David was like, man, I don't know, He's not hearing me, or God is looking bad. All the trials and tribulations that you go through could be a sign that God wants you to give more. We look at Job, just like Adelaide said, that was one of his favorite stories in the Word of God. Job had to give more. He had to actually get rid of his self-righteous self and say, hey, man, maybe I'm not getting something out of all of it. What am I getting out of all of this? Even though he was a righteous man, because God called him a righteous man before Satan came and tempted him. But God then told him, look, hold up, man. Even though you went through this, I had to show you some of this, man. And like a lot of people say, we got to read Job to get on our job, you dig? And I'm Yada the King's Radio's own Don Christiana. We out. The warrior, I always holla. I gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da. I always gotta keep my praise unique. Yada da King Radio. Banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yada.king.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom, and stream from the yada.king mobile app. We yada the king. Do you? You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Wait.